I'm excited because it's impersonation number two.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them about it.
Well, you know, you played a love song for all the people that weren't drunk on the roller coaster. We got a love song for the people that were puking on the roller coaster,
too. Yes, we
do. We don't want to leave anybody out.
We got love songs of all descriptions and sizes. We're the Vegematic of love songs right here. That's what we are.
This was from the Saint Somewhere album, and I get to beat Toby Keith for one song. Now, he's a good buddy of ours. Yeah. It's a little bit different kind of a love song. It's called Too Drunk to Karaoke, and that's a whole, you know.
Well, you know, a lot of these songs have their roots in actual facts.
Yes, that's true.
So I'd like a show of hands here tonight for anybody who has been too drunk to karaoke.
Pretty good representation there. It's...
Hi, my name's Jim, and I've been too drunk to karaoke.
Not anonymously.
How many people have been too drunk to karaoke and forgotten the words to their own songs?
Hello, my name's Jim.
Okay, got me.
I'll vouch for him.
Yeah. How many people have been too drunk to karaoke and forgot the words to their own songs and were asked to get off the stage of the karaoke bar? Well, you have to go out and search for true love songs.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Here is one right now.
Singing John Bond song.
Too drunk to karaoke.
Yeah.
Too drunk to karaoke.
When you keep on drinking, you're gonna be too drunk to karaoke. Just like me.
Too drunk to karaoke.
Tell girls.
Too drunk to karaoke.
Well, the place got a rocking and temptation was strong.
Too drunk to karaoke.
All right. Two love songs in a row. Now, and you know, Albert Einstein discovered the theory of drunkativity. I mean, well, he relativity too, but he's little known, but I saw it up on the internet. I believe everything I see on the internet, so. Albert Einstein discovered the theory of drunkativity. Look it up.
Yeah, I'll Google
You're gonna look it up? I want you to Google that.